Welcome to God's Tabernacle Christian Family Church Where God Dwells podcast. Best believe that you'll be receiving the Word of God from our senior pastors, Drs. David and Louisa Muluzi. The Word of God says, faith comes by hearing and hearing through the Word of God. Keep it locked and stay blessed.
Father, we thank you right now for being with us by your Spirit tonight. We thank you for the revelation that will come forth from my mouth, from my heart, Lord. I thank you that, Father, you will inspire your word, that it won't be only head knowledge, but it will be heart knowledge. Our lives will be transformed. Thank you that our faith will be encouraged, even as we receive the word tonight. Lord, I promise to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor for all that you will do and accomplish through your word this day, in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Shake a hand of somebody next to you. Tell them, I am the highly favored of the Lord. Praise God. Now, if you have your Bible, please turn with me to Romans chapter 8, and we're going to read from verse 1. Romans chapter 8 from verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. How many of you are in Christ Jesus tonight? We are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, the Bible says that there is now no condemnation. You know, in other words, the devil cannot condemn you. God does not condemn you. The devil cannot condemn you. You know, so you are no longer living under condemnation. You see, when a Christian lives under condemnation, it's by choice. That's a powerful statement. When a Christian lives under condemnation, it's by choice. You know, when you allow Satan to condemn you, look, this is what you have done. Look, this is where you have failed. Look, this is it's because you have allowed the condemnation to come upon your life. God says there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So when you are in Christ Jesus, you have the blood of Jesus. By being in Christ Jesus, the blood of Jesus covers you from your sins. You know, your sins have been dealt with. Amen? Amen. Do you know the only thing that the blood does is to deal with sin and its effect? Just think about it. You know, the only thing that the blood of Jesus does is to deal with sin and its effect. Yeah. That's why the blood was shed. Yeah. Obviously, it paved a way for our, that we would go to heaven. But that was done by dealing with sin. Yeah. And the effect of sin. Yeah. So every time we read about the blood of Jesus, even when the Bible says that we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, you know, it's because sin has been dealt with, you know, and by the word of our testimony, which is the word of God, loving not our lives even unto death. That's how we overcome Satan. Now, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Say this, I am in Christ Jesus.
I am in Christ Jesus.
There is no condemnation.
I should never live my life
under condemnation because I am in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Now, let's continue reading. Verse 2. It says, why? For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus
from what? The law of sin and death. See, there it is. It addresses. It says, you know, it tells us what I've just said with you, that the blood deals with sin. So there is no condemnation because Jesus has dealt with it. His blood was shed, and his blood, what happened? Has dealt with sin. We are, you know, for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. So that's why you can't live your life in condemnation, because the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ. Are you in Christ? Amen. You are set free already. Amen. You are not trying to be set free. Amen. You are set free when you are in Christ. Amen. You know, the Spirit, the law of the Spirit of life has set you free from the law of sin and death. You see, sin goes together with death. And the it's fighting against, you know, or what is the opposite of death? It's life. So there is death this side, which goes together with sin, and there is life this side, which goes together with the Spirit. Say this: the Holy Spirit gives me life. When I follow the path of the Spirit, I follow the path of life. Amen? Amen? Now, this we understand it better after we heard this morning's lesson. Wasn't that powerful? Yeah, that the Holy Spirit gives birth to our spirit. And when it gives birth to our spirit, then our spirit becomes alive. Your spirit becomes, you know, it rises up. It begins to live. The life of God comes in now in your spirit. You know, it's a miracle. You know, that a miracle of life has happened. Now, what gives birth to flesh? It's flesh, right? You know, we are physical being. Yeah. Are we physical being? How many of you are physical being here? Three of you. Okay. We are physical being, right? Now, why are we physical being? Because we were given birth by physical parents. Yeah. So that is the physical being, right? But the physical being is different from the spirit being. So your parents who are physical giving birth to you who is physical, they only affect you as far as the physical is concerned. Eh? They don't have any effect to your spirit. They can't give birth to your spirit. They only give birth to your physical being. So that is why every child has, even though the parents might be born again, might be spiritual people, it is the responsibility of a child that he himself connects, that he be birthed, his spirit be birthed by the Spirit of God. Amen. And that brings life. Yeah. So, what is born of the flesh is flesh. What is born of the Spirit is spirit. You know, the capital S, right? You know, meaning the Holy Spirit gives birth to the small s, which is your spirit. The Holy Spirit, say this, the Holy Spirit gives birth to me, to my spirit. So that is why Jesus told the people around there and said that you are dead in your sins. I mean, physically they were alive. But he said that you are dead in your sins. Meaning that their spirits were dead, had not been born again. And so, it is important that even though we are born in this body, you know, from our physical parents, that we need, you as an individual, you need to make sure that you are also born again. That your spirit becomes alive unto God. Amen. That is critical. Amen? Yeah. And so when the Holy Spirit gives birth to our spirit, then our spirit becomes alive because it's the spirit of life. Say this, the Holy Spirit is the spirit of life. It's not a spirit of death. It's the spirit of life. So he says, for the law of the spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. Now, let's continue reading. Verse 3 says, for God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh. The law was weakened by the flesh, you know, could not do. God, who is a spirit, has done what the flesh could not do. By sending his son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. The law could not condemn sin. The law could not deal with sin. It had to take God to send his son. And his son came in this body of flesh, yeah, and live in this body of flesh and condemn sin in this body of flesh. It had to take God to do that. It couldn't be done physically, meaning that there is no physical being who ever conquered sin. It is only Jesus who lived a sinless life. He conquered sin. Yeah. And guess what? Even after Jesus, there have never been any person who conquered sin. Why? Because the flesh cannot conquer sin. The physical cannot conquer and deal with the spiritual thing. It has to take the Holy Spirit to conquer that problem, spiritual problem of sin. Are you with me? Amen. Yeah. So, verse 4, let's continue reading. I'm going somewhere. We are going somewhere. Yeah. Now, he condemns sin in the flesh. Verse 4, in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us. Who walk, now, before I continue that, it says, in order that the righteous requirements of the law require you to be sinless. You know, so Jesus conquered sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us. Now, how in us? Us meaning who? It qualifies that ourselves, meaning who? In us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. So when you walk, let me try to break it down. When you walk in the spirit, you are fulfilling the requirements of the law. When you walk in the spirit. You know, because if I walk in the spirit, you know, I won't do the things that the law says I should not do. So how do we overcome sin? How do we stay on top of sin? Is by walking in the spirit. Are you getting this, Shay? Yes. Yeah. So when I walk in the Spirit, it says, in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Yeah. Now, this is where I want to bring you to. Verse 5. Look at verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh, do what? Set their what? Their minds on what? On the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. So think about that. Let's continue. We'll come back to this verse 6. You know, verse 6 says, to set the mind on the flesh is death. But to set the mind on the Spirit is what? It's life and what else? And peace. Can I get two volunteers here?
Is this mic working?
All right. I have two volunteers. You decide. I want one to be the flesh, and I want one to be the Spirit. You'll be the Spirit. If we do, encourage him to be the Spirit. All right. We have the Spirit, the human Spirit, right? The person is three parts. It's actually one part. You know, he's a spirit. Yeah? He lives in the body, the flesh. Yeah? And he possesses a soul. And a soul here would be the mind. Right? So I possess, you know, the mind. I am a spirit, I possess the mind, and then I live in the body. And that's the same thing as you, right? You're here, one, all together, right? You didn't leave your mind away while you're here. You brought your mind with you, right? Your spirit is right there with you, right? All right. Now, this is the spirit, the human spirit, right? He lives in the flesh, okay? And he has, let me say, I am the mind. He has a soul. I am the mind. Are we together so far? Let's go back to verse 5. You know, verse 5 says, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. Verse 6. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. Are we together? Now, when you're born again, what part of you gets born again? The Spirit. Right? So the spirit gets born again. It changes. You have the Spirit. Where does the Spirit stay? In the body? Where in the body? Inside. Let me ask this question. What is the seat of the Holy Spirit in you? Where is the seat? What is the seat of the Holy Spirit in you? Eh? The heart. The heart is what? Please talk to me. Eh? The heart is what? It's the soul. It's the spirit. The heart is one. Your heart changes, meaning what? The spirit. The heart is the spirit. In this instance. Okay? So, when the Bible now talks about, you know, your heart gets born again, meaning your spirit gets born again. Are you with me? So now where will the Holy Spirit, when he comes now, he comes and dwell where? In the heart, which is the spirit. Which is the human spirit, right? So the Holy Spirit. Now, when I say, Lord, I open up my heart. I open my heart. My spirit. That the Holy Spirit would change my spirit. That my spirit would be born again, renewed. So then from there, I am born again. I have the Holy Spirit. But where do you have the Holy Spirit? In your heart. Your heart is... Okay, so where do you have the Holy Spirit? In our spirit. It's like the main lelaitsaba. Say this with me. The Holy Spirit stays in a born again spirit. Now, when the Bible says that our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit, what does that mean? It means that the body, right, the spirit, the human spirit, is it floating somewhere?
No.
Where is it? It's in the body. The Holy Spirit, here is the Holy Spirit, right? The Holy Spirit, when you say, I give my heart, the Holy Spirit comes and enters into, changes this spirit, right? And this spirit now becomes born again. And then from the time the spirit becomes born again, now the Holy Spirit is forever. In the spirit, in the human spirit, right? But where is the human spirit? It's inside the body. Inside the body. So, our bodies are hosting what? A temple. Are hosting what?
The Holy Spirit and the spirit.
The born again spirit.
And the Holy Spirit.
Yes. So will I be wrong to say that the body is hosting the Holy Spirit? I won't be wrong, right? But it's not hosting it in itself. It's hosting it because it's hosting the spirit. So that's what makes the body the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You understand?
Amen.
So, thank you. Don't go yet. We have the Holy Spirit who is always in the spirit, you know, and the spirit is in the body. And then the mind or the soul is somewhere there, right? Right in the body, but somewhere there, right? Yeah. In the vicinity, yeah, but in the body still. Yeah. Now, here is the thing. Let's separate. Stay together. You know, there. Lona, you are. Yeah, you are. Oh, munwana lele nal. I knew that. I was just checking to see if you are listening. All right. Now, when God wants to speak to you, what part of you is He speaking to? Why? Because His Spirit and He is. He's in your spirit. He's close to your spirit. So when He speaks, when God, by the Holy Spirit, wants to speak to you, He will speak. He will speak to the spirit. Are you with me? And then your spirit will inspire the mind. It's your spirit that has received instruction from the Holy Spirit that will inspire the mind. And the mind will tell the body, Hori, this is the direction that we are going. We are going this way. Are you with me? Come back. Now, 1 Corinthians 6:19. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. God owns you. Now, going back to our scripture, Romans 8. Yeah. And now, here is God by the Spirit speaking to your spirit. Right? And giving direction to your spirit. And now, your mind is out there. Eh? And your mind is checking, who are you feeding? I will go to the strongest. Eh? Who are you feeding? Now I'm just neutral. Yeah, waiting for the strongest. The one, the last man standing, that's the one I will go to. The one that you are feeding, that's the one I will go to. Now, before you are born again, the Holy Spirit was not in your spirit. Right? Your spirit was dead. Die, spirit, for now. The spirit was dead, right? So, all that you had was your soul, you know, where your mind is, attached to the body. And the body was only fed from outside by the world. The world said, Yeah, jiga magic. Ki jiga magic. Yeah, jiga magic. Yeah, jiga magic. The mind says it's a good idea. We go. Why? Jiga. Rajiga. Yeah, ko jiga magic. Yeah. And then the world say that. Eh? Is that? There is another one. Raidibal. It's a song. Raidibal. So, Lorena, every Raidibal. The mind says Raidibal. Right? And the world says,
That person, you know, if you respect him or her, you know, she will think that you are nothing. You need to show her, you know, ubosi lwena, ubosi. Yeah. And then your mind says, that's it. That's it. Yeah, that's how we live. How shall we, lwena, if he does not talk to you, lwena, don't talk to him. If he has an attitude, lwena, show your attitude. Show that you are able to show your attitude. That's the world, right? And the mind is aligned that way. And the Bible says that to set your mind, you know, on the flesh is what? To set my mind on the flesh. Because the flesh, you know, has no capability of being spiritual. The flesh says, hey, oring, ore, ore mona gago. You know, uchidil, luena chita, luena chita. Yeah, luena monso, luena uahona. You see, that's the world, right? And then the body goes that way. The mind is aligned that way. Eh? The mind is aligned that way. Your spirit is there, but it's dead. It does not have any control. Eh? Now, by a miracle, you come to church. You hear the word of God. You say, I need God. The Holy Spirit comes now and brings life to your spirit. Yeah. And by the way, eh? By the time now you're born again, your mind again it writes jiga majiga with the body. It writes mukwele di skempo. It writes, you know, that lifestyle. Now the Holy Spirit is inspiring your spirit that is not the way to go. That is not the way to talk. That is not the way to do things. Yeah. But now, your mind is focusing. That, wow, you're born again. And then your body says, I am still attached to this. Yeah. And now, when your spirit disregard the Holy Spirit, does not read the word, does not pray, it becomes weak. It's alive, but becomes weak. And so your soul, your mind is saying, you know, that's weak, but that's strong. I am used to this. This is how we have been doing it. Now, that is why the Bible says that renew your what? Your mind. Renew your mind. It is used to retamaya so. Now you need to renew it, that mind. There is a new boss in town, which is your spirit. We don't do things according to the flesh now. We do things according to the spirit. So what happens? This is life. It's spirit and life. And this is death. It's leading to the way of the world. Oh, let me cook him. Let me defraud him. Let me, he's asleep. I will take care of him. You know, and let me do all of that. And the mind is close to that. And so what happens now is that, you know, please look at me. You know, whoever needs to attend to there, wherever everybody is watching, let him go and attend. You know, but all of you, I need your attention, right? Are you looking at me? All right. Because don't follow the flesh. Follow the spirit. Let your mind follow the spirit, please. So, what happens is, What were we talking about? The mind, right? Yeah, that now this is death. Yeah. Now, if I follow and I don't follow that, I follow this. My mind, I'm setting my things on the things of the flesh. And setting my mind on the things of the flesh produces death. Yes, I'm born again, but I've got no spiritual power. Yes, I'm born again, but I cannot overcome sin. Why? Because I have set my mind on the flesh. You know, and why have I set my mind on the flesh? Is because the mind is looking which one is strong. And the flesh becomes strong simply because the spirit is not growing. It's not strong enough. Now, that is why the Bible says that walk in the spirit. And when you walk in the spirit, you will never fulfill the lust of the flesh. You will never fulfill them. Why? Because you are walking in the spirit. So, what is this telling us now? This is, he says here, to set your mind. Take your mind, you set it on, when you set it on the flesh, it's death. Go school long. Rira jiga majiga. Rira, space cookies. Get space cookies. Shepherd space cookies. You're setting your mind on the flesh. And the flesh is death. I'm telling you, I'm thinking, fleshy, I call it it's death, Ebola is serious. Have you seen those people, banyaupe? Mamaza. Fast asleep while looking at you, but fast gone. Mamaza. But gone asleep. It's death. That's what God is talking about. It's death. Obatla hoya kai, mama za. But fast asleep. Yeah. Pastor Luisa knows. Yeah. Oh, that's what they will say. Mama za. Kirekisa stare samahod. And then over, hi, nagina mahod. Ah, skawara mamaza. Get out of all hot or lewa. So, you see, those people, it's because it's they have set their mind. I can't remember if I can but they have set their mind on the flesh. And now by setting their mind on the flesh, the end result is all of this, death. Death. Starting slowly, but death. Ultimately. Yeah. Setting the mind on the things of the flesh. So, when I neglect spiritual, I am a spirit, but I disregard the Holy Spirit. I don't pray. I don't read my Bible. I don't do all sorts of things that will help me spiritual. When I come to church, I'm not listening to the word of God. In the middle of service, You know, and then instead of listening to the pastor, Nagi no kwata, you know, or mabane ba ndelele kae. Hey, Greg, mrutu fetsa name phela ke lebeletse, you know, die girl, you know. Eh? Daikent. Oh, ba ke daikent. Wa tseba ke. You're a good shepherd, you know. Shepherd knows the sheep. Yeah. So let's say Daikent. Yeah. And Mrutu Fetsane. Now, what's happening? Starving the spirit. And so now the mind will now be focusing on the flesh because the spirit is weak. And then the whole total now of your whole being, it's death. It's sin and death. The law of sin and death now it's in operation. Because the law of the spirit is not there because the Holy Spirit is disregarded. Are you with me? Yeah. And so, so we need to make sure that our minds are set on the things of the spirit. How be bari, how bala your baby? You are not a bari. When you come to church, you're not a bari when you pray. How bari? Are you with me? Amen. You're feeding your spirit. When you love God, you're not a bari. You know, you love God. And then your mind now becomes set on the things of the spirit, which is life. And your body, you're not. Now, those other things outside, they no longer have power over your body. Your body now is following the Spirit, who is being led by the Holy Spirit. Your mind is together in the things of the Spirit. You know, and wherever the Spirit is leading, everything together, zonkai, they are following the Spirit. So now you become a child of God who is led by the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will lead you to a life of life. Yes. There will be life in your life. Yes. You know, things will be happening. Why? Because you follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Your mind is set on the things of the Spirit. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Wow. Hallelujah. So, church, that's how we are to live our lives. You know what matters, what should matter most in your life must be Holy Spirit. What are you saying? Don't be thinking that, oh, you know, I think kitwe iraso, you know, and so forth, and you know, take decision. No, be following the root of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, what are you saying? When I follow the Holy Spirit, there will be life and peace in my life. The way of the Spirit. Set your mind. So if you want the title of this message is Set Your Mind on the Spirit. Set your mind on the Spirit. Set your mind on the Spirit. It will help you. Set your mind on the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we say this together? Father God, I thank you that you're helping me to set my mind on the things of the Spirit. To love you, to serve you, to be committed to you, to read my Bible, to always pray. I will set my mind on these things.
The things that God talks about, that I should be thinking about. In Philippians chapter 4, I will focus on these things. As the Bible says, in Philippians 4 verse 8, that whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, I should think, meaning I should set my mind about these things. I must think about these things. I must set my mind on these things all the time. Thank you, God, for helping me by your Spirit to do that. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
What happens is when you're in the house, you know, you're enjoying the grace that is in the house. And when you serve God, you're doing it because you love God. I'm telling you that the blessings will always remain with you.
Let your light shine in the darkest parts. Let your love fill the world.
Wow, what a great message it was. Join me next time, even as we continue to hear what God is saying in our next podcast. Or you can also visit us in our website, www.cfcpolokwane.co.za. God richly bless you.
And I belong to you.